Ghosts are everywhere.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
I don't remember how to record in person anymore.
I know, it's so weird and exciting.
I feel like I'm in such an open space. I'm not just in a little room by
tiny
myself.
Office. Yeah. It's like no delay.
No.
It's this is how we used to do this all the time.
We used to do it every day.
We used to do it every week, all the time, 24/7.
In person. Mm-hmm. Every week, 24/7.
8 days a week.
Stare into each other's eyes.
I know.
And talk about ghosts.
Oh, it's so nice. Yeah. Wow. Those were the days.
Those were the days.
And now today's the day.
Today is the day. Why do you have a purple Coca-Cola? Why is it purple?
I think it's a cherry Coca-Cola. Yeah. Oh. Cherry.
Oh.
But zero.
Oh.
So it's weird. Tastes like cough medicine.
Oh, no.
But in a kind of in a good way.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, but you don't like it anyways. So.
I don't like it anyway.
Yeah.
But that makes it.
It makes it even. God. Oh, it makes you so
it
bored.
Makes me so bored. I have to yawn.
Oh, cherry Coke, so unoriginal.
Coke.
Oh my gosh. Well, before you fall asleep, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Carly.
I'm not Carly, I'm Cecilia.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And this is a little ditty we like to call.
Ghoster Everywhere.
Yeah, Ghoster Everywhere.
Feature to it.
Yeah, you really cut in there.
You did.
It's good.
Ghoster Everywhere, and now they know what it's called.
That's right.
And there's no confusion.
Not even one bit.
Not even a little bit.
No. And we're here and having a good time.
We are.
Yeah. Ready to talk about ghosts.
Ready.
Like we always are.
Are you ready to talk about ghosts?
Are you ready, kids?
Goats? Are you ready to listen about goats?
I am ready to listen about goats, honestly.
Is there goats in your story?
Imagine if there were.
Right?
What if I just...
That'd be great.
Should I write them into the story now?
What if, like, 1 week we just decided that we were goats are everywhere? Maybe for April Fool's Day we should be goats are everywhere.
Okay, everyone, forget everything you just heard.
Cut it, Carly.
It's great. Carly, cut it.
We have to be goats are everywhere.
Goats are everywhere. That's really stupid. Today I'm telling a story.
Oh.
And I was like, set out, I was not going to do this story, I was going to do a different one.
Okay.
And then I was like, getting into it, and I was like, oh my god, there's too much to this.
Because
like,
it was about goats. And goats.
It was about, yeah, there's too many, entirely too many goats.
Very complicated creatures.
Yeah, just a lot of feelings. And I was like, I can't tackle this week.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to do something lighthearted, something easy, something that like, it's just a bit of a palate cleanser. I was like, I can't do a heavy story.
No.
And then I chose what I chose today.
Okay.
Which is somewhere in between.
Okay. So it's not a lighthearted.
No.
No.
Once I was already like halfway through, I had a realization.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, shoot. What? Of course, I would try to pick something lighter, and then this is what it is. So I won't give it away just yet. We'll catch on.
Do you want to just run? Do you want to just jump into it?
Yeah, I can jump into the story for sure.
Yeah.
Should I?
You want to just do it?
I guess I'll just do it.
Do it.
Oh my gosh, right at the top, just do it?
No preamble, we're just going to do it.
This is what happens when we do it in person. We're like, ready to go.
We're ready. Ready, okay, Carly, tell me a story. I'm ready.
Yeah, she's ready to go to sleep. She's so tired.
I'm so tired.
She's already yawning.
I just got so tired. As soon as we started recording, I was like, oh, it's nap time. Carly's going to tell me a bedtime story.
You said goodnight.
It's time.
You're so snuggled. You're like, it's time for me to sleep
now. I'm on a couch. I'm usually in a chair at my desk. I'm like, snuggled up on the couch.
Yeah. You're ready for a story.
I'm ready for a story.
I'm ready to tell you a story.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, everybody else, get snuggled up on a couch.
Yeah, specifically.
Specifically.
Yeah, so you're matching what we're doing.
Go to your friend's house and snuggle up on their couch.
Yeah, and have them sit silently in front of you,
go to
holding
your
a little book.
Go to your friend's house in a different city from where you live.
That's right.
And make sure that they live in their parents' house so that they have a nice big space.
They have lots of room because they don't pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And snuggle up on their couch.
Mm-hmm. And then have your friend sit opposite you holding
a little book. Yeah.
And then instead of you talking, I'll talk.
Yeah.
So
your friend just has to pretend. They have to mouth all the words.
Oh yeah. So hello everyone. Today I'm telling you a story.
Mm-hmm. So make
your friend mouthed
that. Okay. They mouthed it? Okay, good.
So we're ready. Mm-hmm. Ready for me to tell now. Mm-hmm. The story of Lac Le Biche. Lac-la-biche. It's Lac-la-biche because of where this is.
La-biche. You're the biche.
You are. Lac-la-biche.
La-biche.
So Lac-la-biche is one of the oldest communities in all of Alberta.
Alberta?
I have Alberta on the brain.
Oh my god.
I don't know why.
Spoiler alert.
So, Lac-la-biche. The indigenous people of the area today are predominantly Cree and Chippewyan and Métis, but the area has also been home to the Beaver, Sarcee, Sakani, and Blackfoot peoples. Lots of peoples. Mm. Living, okay. Loving, having a vibe.
Hanging out.
Doing what they're doing, you know? Yeah. Just being. Chilling.
Not chilling.
Yeah. All of it, really. The spectrum of chilling to not chilling and in between.
The two, like, ways of being. Chilling,
not chilling. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Europeans documented the area in the 1790s when David Thompson arrived and built Red Deer's Lake House to spend the winter in 1798 at Lac-la-biche. This act, quote, paved the way, which is a direct quote from LacLaBicheMuseum.com, okay. Which I hate. This act paved the way for the other explorers, fur traders, and free traders who would come to populate the area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You might have a sense of where we're going.
Not chilling.
And of course, with the expansion of the Hudson's Bay Company, if you know anything about the West, and fur trade, came the missionaries.
Oh, and the coureurs de bois.
And the coureurs de bois. That's right.
We know about them. The missionaries. Wow, our favorite.
Our faves.
We love them.
Yep. Big love for the missionaries, I guess.
Our fave guys.
We're always like, when are the missionaries coming to the story?
We love when they come to spread the word of our Lord.
Can't even get through it. Mm-hmm. In 1853, the Oblates of Mary Immaculate, which is an order founded in 1816 in a Catholic church in France.
What's an Oblate?
They're just like the missionaries of Mary Immaculate. They arrived to the area.
Okay.
So the French Catholic nuns and priests were like, it's us!
Bonjour!
Here now! Allô!
Allô!
Allô, bonjour! And then they settled there. They were like, this is for us. They established a mission and then eventually was a mission along the lakeside. And I quote, introduced agriculture, boat building, sawmilling, and other pre-industrial skills to the first peoples of the area.
Y'all don't know how to build boats.
They were like, you ain't never seen a boat in your life.
I bet y'all don't know how to build a boat. But we, the Catholic French missionaries, we know how to build a good boat.
They said, hello, peoples of the area who've lived in this area for thousands of years. I know this is river country and there are lakes and everything, but you don't know how boats are.
You don't know how a good boat is. We built the nice boats on the La Seine, and we can make a nice boat for you. And then
a good boat for you.
They're like, well, you are growing like native plants to eat. How about we grow some shit? We're gonna do some agriculture that definitely doesn't work here.
That's right. They said, three sisters, have you met my three buckets of hay?
I don't know them.
So we're not related.
We don't know them.
Yeah, it's So I'll get into it later about how I feel about the research I had to do for this. So much. So the 45-acre site is home to a school, convent, various outbuildings, and a church.
Okay.
The convent is the oldest of these, having been built in 1894 out of sawn timber cut at the mission mill.
Ooh.
So they were like, we learned how to cut wood. Here it is.
1894.
It's not that old.
I thought it would be like from when the missionaries came back, way back.
Well, because this is the West. It's Alberta.
This is true.
So it's way early. Like the West is compared to the East, which is like was settled in like 1600s.
So when did you say the missionaries came?
1850s.
Oh, that's not.
Yeah. Okay. It's just before Confederation. Yeah. It's like, happening.
Yeah.
Like.
Okay.
The East is all like there's not enough room east, so they're moving west for the fur trade.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said, the woods are this way.
Yeah.
Let's go to Rupert's land. That's what the British would call it.
Let's go teach them how to build boats.
That's right. They said, Jesus Christ knows how to build the boat.
He was of a life. Carpenter, and so are we.
That's
we're
going
to build you a damn boat.
You're welcome. That's what the nun said. And they built the convent out of sawn timber in 1894. Mm-hmm. The convent was used as a school, chapel, and hospice, as well as a residence for the nuns, orphans, and students. Okay. Oh, it was a boarding school in rural Alberta?
Carly, I thought this was lighthearted.
That's what I thought too, until I went, oh no, it's a boarding school.
Uh-oh, the Catholic missionaries have set up a boarding school where there were a bunch of indigenous people? Yeah.
Yeah, I accidentally, yes, unfortunately, it was one of those boarding schools for a chunk of time.
Carly.
So the thing about this too is the reason I chose the story is because I didn't, on surface, it didn't say anything about this.
No.
So weirdly, it didn't say on Wikipedia or on the Laklippish Mission Historical Society website. But from 1862 to 1969, it operated continuously as a boarding/day school. In 1877, federal funding was provided for a new school, and in 1893, it was officially designated an Indian residential school Notre Dame de Victoire.
Oh, no.
Which is an awful name for this also.
Our Lady of Victory.
Our Lady of Victory.
Aha,
over the heathen children.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's really upsetting. Between 1893, that's not true. Okay. It was both a residential school and a day school. I think it was 1863 and 1893, maybe. And I quote, "So all children could learn together, so there was no separation of race." Yeah.
So all children could become...
Become the French
same
white
race.
People.
We want them all to be white.
Yeah. It's literally that. So apparently I read, and I didn't write this down, but I read they had about, at any given time, probably about 50 to 70 boarders.
Okay.
And then kids from the neighboring communities, I think even so far away as Edmonton maybe. And they actually, I think, had some kids shipped in from BC, but those were boarders.
Yeah.
But they would attend the school.
Okay.
So they would all be able to go together
to school.
I'm
sure it was super chill and cool. And all the children really wanted to go there, and their parents really wanted them to go there.
Yeah, they all really wanted to learn French and Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. By 1898, the mission school was no longer designated a residential school, and the Indigenous students were moved to the Sacred Heart Indian Residential School in Saddle Lake. So, it was a residential school.
Until when?
Until 1898, but then also it still kind of operated.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, officially... Like, when they had their official title as a residential school kind of thing.
But then after that, it was just a boarding school,
it was, like, a little bit of a boarding school for sure. Uh-huh. And they for sure were probably not the white kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. It's one of those things. So with all this in mind, would anyone be surprised for me to say that people seem to say this place is haunted?
Oh, boy.
Before I transition into the haunted bit, the biggest problem I had researching this, is how it's been a long time since I've read research on a place or a thing on the internet today that is so, like, glaringly racist. Because, like, they don't mention in a lot of literature that it's a residential school.
Yeah.
They don't. They say things like, all the children can learn together. Mm-hmm. They were bringing, you know, hope to the children. Children had a good time. Like, they didn't even acknowledge or say that it was a thing. I had to go digging on the, what's it called? The National Center for Truth and Reconciliation is where I found the literature that it was actually a residential school.
Because none of the... That's the only thing that, like, said that it was actually officially a residential school. Everything else is kind of just, like, glazing over that.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Including the official website.
Including the official website, which is apparently a national and provincial historic site, I think. It's a... And also, like, there was one section of the website, though, that was, like, our history. And I read a bunch of it. And then it said, for more of our history, click these. And one of them was, like, like a Canada website, mm-hmm. and the other one was another one.
Yeah.
So I pressed the I had to like press through the Canada website to then be led to some more literature on it, mm-hmm. which then kind of revealed that it's a residential school.
Oh, interesting.
It's tricky, and yeah. it made me mad.
Yeah.
And I think you can rent it out also, which is a whole other thing. Yeah, the space. Like, I think it's a whole other thing.
Are people having their weddings there? Like, they do it, like,
Like a plantation?
Like yeah.
Like a plantation wedding?
Like a plantation wedding where you can have, like, a residential school wedding.
Let's see. Site rental.
Like, what's the space?
You can rent the church, you can rent the schoolroom, you can rent the main room, you can rent the grounds.
So you can have your wedding there. You can have a residential school wedding.
You probably could have a residential school wedding if you really want at the Lac La Fish
Mission. Wow.
Oh my god. Oh my gosh, here, let's look at the rental information document live on the air here.
All right, let's go. We're looking into it.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for your interest in Lac La Fish Mission.
It is very, like...
It's pretty. It's on the lake.
It's on the gorgeous lake.
Yeah. The historic property has been restored and redeveloped as one of the most important historic sites in northern Alberta.
There's a convent, too.
Yeah. The nuns were there. Yeah.
It's a nice... Oh, look at that. Look at that. There's a wedding.
Oh, my God.
He's wearing a cowboy hat.
There's 14 pews to seat a maximum of 75 people. Many celebrations have been held in the church, including weddings, baptisms, first communion.
That's just the mission church, though. I feel like having a wedding at any church is, like...
Julia's just anti-church. I'm like, she's going out and saying it.
People are saying that having your wedding at... Why can't I remember what they're called?
A plantation.
People are saying that's a problem, but actually getting married at a church is a problem because the Catholic Church and the church in general is a problem. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, the grounds.
The grounds.
Host bigger gatherings with tents, it's a wedding.
Yeah.
What
about the church? The school? Did it say anything about the
school? The schoolhouse.
Schoolhouse main classroom.
It's not wheelchair accessible, but it can accommodate up to 24 people and table and chairs.
So you can have a little wedding.
A little wedding or like a meeting.
It is cute.
Something. It's really cute. It's old. Of course it's cute. Of course it's cute. It's old. Yeah. Like it's like these, that's the thing. Like you'd think that like these places where these things happened would be ugly, but usually they're cute.
Cause they're all like
old. They're old and
historic.
Nice. Yeah.
That's why plantations are so cute.
Yeah, that's why people are like,
their weddings there.
I love the cuteness. Yeah. And it's like, do you know what the price of this cuteness is?
Do you know about the history?
Yeah. Do you know about the history, J-Lo? Yeah.
Ooh.
Yike.
Okay, J-Lo.
J-Lo. But yeah, so it was a long time since I had read. I'm usually used to reading things that are coded more in a, like, more in a culturally acceptable, like, like not overtly racist way, in like a coded way where like it's not okay but it's like kind of the norm a lot of the time, and that's what I expect. But so for me to get this far into my story until I was like, oh no, this is a residential school, and to actually see,
because it is very odd, like in this like day and age where it is being very like publicized and like it's like the main thing that people are talking about with like Canadian history to like like Justin Trudeau is apologizing or whatever and not actually doing anything about it,
but, of course, but the lip service,
but it is a thing that I feel like people are talking about a lot, so to not mention that
or
to cover it up almost on your official website is odd.
Yeah, to very much bury the lead and in service of instead saying things like, we taught them how to build boats and things and it was a nice time.
Do you think it's kind of because it's in Alberta and it's like a very conservative like their government is very conservative.
It's possible. It is like more rural Alberta too, so it's not even like Edmonton or something.
Yeah,
like
it's not a place like Edmonton or even like or Calgary.
Yeah,
where they would be more like mindful of that, and they're
because it's more densely populated.
It's more like, I don't know, urban liberals.
Yeah,
but out in the country in Alberta, it's still very, very, very conservative.
Yeah. And I don't know, I just, like, so that was very, not shocking or surprising, but, like, I was like, oh, it's been a while since I've read something like this. Mm-hmm. And, like, I guess I should have known what I was getting myself into. I picked a mission. Like, you know, lack the bish mission. But like,
I am very used to, like, Toronto, Hamilton. You go to a, like, historic site and they give you, like, the, like, they tell you about, like, what's that when you go to, like, an event and they give you, like, the site, the acknowledgement.
Yeah, they give you, like, a land acknowledgement.
The land acknowledgement, that's what I was trying to say. I can't remember words today.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
more like, they set up what, the context better.
I'm used to land acknowledgements. I'm not used to, we're gonna pretend this never happened. Yeah,
this Catholic mission secret, this French Catholic mission secret,
them only sort of painting that in a very positive light.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like how we learned things when we were in elementary school.
Totally!
Like, isn't this really cool? Like, these settlers, these missionaries, especially the fur trade. Like,
yeah, we love the fur trade.
We love, we went to, like, a fucking French immersion Catholic school. Like, they were like, isn't it so great? These, like, French Catholics reading, like, fucking Maria Chapdelaine. Like, the spirit of Quebec.
Spirit of Quebec is in her.
And the French settlers coming in, and they came into this wild place.
Yeah, the wilderness.
The wilderness, and they learned how to, like, tame it and coexist with it. And it's like,
like,
I don't know.
Like, flashback to grade four us, like, wanting to be pioneers.
Yeah.
Like, thinking that that is a cool and okay thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how what we were told was cool and okay.
Yeah. You just don't get the other side of the history. You're like, okay, these white people came in, and then the indigenous were sort of just, they were okay with it. They just, like, they got out of the way.
Yeah, they moved away.
They kind of moved over.
They made room.
We didn't even get, like, I feel like we didn't even get the, like, cowboys versus Indians kind of history.
Yeah.
It was more of just, like, peaceful coexistence.
It's peaceful coexistence for sure.
We came in and they were okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially because where we live, like, Ontario, because it is so oldly settled. like, it is that, like, hundreds of years of, like, deciding and telling yourself, they just moved over for us.
Yeah.
They're still here. They're over there. Yeah.
They have their spaces.
Yeah, they have their space, and we have space
and
here, too.
We have our space, and that's how they wanted it.
Yeah. Instead of, like, oh, the things were signed over to the crown. The crown also just seized land and also just, like, moved people.
Yeah.
Right. But they don't teach you that in elementary school, at least when we went to elementary school. But, yeah, and so it's even more different in Alberta because it's so, like you said earlier, it's so recent. Like, to think, like, they arrived in the 1850s.
Yeah.
Like, it's, the settlement of the West. I took a course on this in university. It was bananas to be thinking about because I, like, because we went to a French Catholic school. We focused a lot on New France and learned a lot about, like, that whole period of time. This is, like, 200 years after that.
Yeah.
And it's, like,
because it is very, it is so recent.
It's so recent. Yeah. It's, like, devastatingly recent.
But residential schools are so recent, like.
Yeah. Yeah, the 90s.
Yeah.
The 90s were from the last residential school.
Remember the 90s?
The 90s. The last residential school closed the year my sister was born. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. like, people, it's so, like.
And people are just now, like, finding out about them.
I know, or ignoring them.
Or ignoring them, yeah.
Alberta.
Like, they're still being ignored, even though it's, like, Justin Trudeau's, like, fake mission to tell everybody about them.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm. It is his fake mission to let everyone know.
It's his very, like, virtue signaling mission to
He's like, time for me to weep.
Yeah.
What do I talk about? Residential school today?
Isn't it so sad? I'm not gonna actually do anything about it, but
that's right. We'll see how sad it is.
I'm so sorry.
Oh yeah. It's if we don't laugh, we cry, you know. It's
awful.
This
is a lighthearted episode.
It's the worst. That's the thing! I set out for lightheartedness, and I ended up, it's a lighthearted to residential school pipeline today.
Carly was like, oh, Lac La Biche, that's a funny name. It's probably a funny place.
Yeah, I was like, oh, ha ha. Oh, nuns? We love nuns. Nuns are funny.
Yeah.
And then it was like, residential school.
These nuns aren't that funny.
No. And I can get into a little more about the ghosts and some of the things that ghosts are about.
Okay.
Talk about maybe what it was like to live there, too, which is interesting. So, some people think it's haunted. No surprise. It's old. It's a place. People are like, ghosts are here, you know?
It's old. It's a place.
Ghosts.
Kylie, that, like, sums up our whole podcast. It's old. It's a place. Maybe ghosts are here. That's every single one of our stories.
Yeah, I just told them all in 10 seconds or less.
Wow, we can end the podcast.
We can retire officially.
It's old. It's a place. Maybe ghosts are here.
Yeah, that's the question of the day.
Yeah.
So visitors have witnessed the majority of the activity apparently in the convent as well as in the rectory. Mm-hmm. And some have witnessed nuns or kids doing chores or at prayer.
Okay.
Makes sense, right? It's a convent boarding school.
It's what you do at the convent boarding school.
You do your chores and you say your prayers to Jesus.
Smacked by the nuns.
Orbs are kind of the biggest thing that people witness too, and they've been witnessed in great number throughout the buildings. The rectory is believed, though, to have been the most haunted building of all the buildings. Some paranormal investigators, otherwise known as investigators, say they have sensed a priest there who was questioning his decisions to come to the mission or even questioning his vocation to the priesthood.
Okay.
And they said that they felt he was sorry he ever came to this godforsaken place.
Why, though? Because it was cold or because he didn't agree with the mission? He did call it a godforsaken place.
Right. So I feel like he still is about God.
He's
maybe.
Like, oh, it was so nice in France and now it is gold.
I used to eat the baguette every morning. That's Italian.
Neither of us did a French accent.
I used to eat the baguette every morning, but now
so nice.
I am in Albertin.
I went to La Pâtisserie and I had a croissant.
I would walk down this,
there
by the Seine.
There are no croissants here.
Nobody knows how to make the croissant.
Nobody knows how to make a good croissant.
I go to the cafeteria. There's no croissant.
No.
Pas de croissant
pas
pour
de
moi.
Croissant.
C'est triste ça. je pleure. French. And that's what he said. He said, just be France.
He cried in French.
He cried forever. And also, this is gross. In the rectory, unsurprisingly, many women have felt very unwelcome. Because the rectory, Cecilia, is home to the men. The priests.
And men make us feel unwelcome.
And men makes us feel bad. Well, especially because women weren't allowed there.
Oh, what's the rectory?
The rectory is where the priest lives.
Oh, okay.
So, in a regular church that we know, like, there's the church, and then there's a priest house attached to it. That's the rectory.
Yeah, okay.
So, at this convent, there's another part that's the, I guess, maybe, I don't know if it was attached to the church or not, but it's the rectory where they live.
The priests.
Priests live in the rectory. So, the women can't go to the rectory because the priests are there.
Because they're men. The boys live there.
The boys.
Yeah.
Because Saturday's for the boys. Sunday's for Jesus.
Yeah. But the girls can't hang out with the boys.
For sure. For sure.
The nuns live in the nunnery.
That's right. Yeah. With the children. Because the men live in the rectory.
The rectory by themselves.
By themselves. And I bet they have a lot of complicated feelings about women because they live with all the other men in the rectory.
They're priests, so they like... Yeah, they're weird.
Cindy's going in on priests today. Sorry if you're a priest listening to this. If you're a priest listening to this, how'd you get here?
Yeah, how did you get here? Have you listened to any of other episodes? If you're a priest, how did you keep listening after we were shit talking?
After we've done all this today.
Residential schools and doing bad French accents.
Yep. How did you? How?
How did you? But priests,
I feel like it's the vibe of just being like, I'm going to devote myself to this imaginary friend and never have any relations with a woman. Maybe kind of gay.
Yeah.
Or just like antisocial.
Can I also give you a secret?
Mm?
A lot of priests have girlfriends.
Yeah, they that's true.
They just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's...
they just have secret girlfriends. They're like, this is my secretary.
Yeah.
And she is.
Yeah.
Because they pay her to be.
Yeah, but she's also a secret
but
girlfriend.
She's a sex girl.
That's hot, though.
Also. It is hot! Good for them. But also, God shouldn't be like, only me.
Yeah, why does God do that? Why is he so, like, obsessed with... Why does he need to have so many boyfriends?
And wives. The nuns are his wives. Yeah. They get married to Jesus.
Yeah. Do priests get married to
Jesus? I think they have a special ceremony where they, like, become special best friends with Jesus.
Gay, I think, to be married to Jesus.
Yeah, imagine, like, my roommate is God. And we live together all the time.
Yeah.
He's my special friend, God.
Okay.
That's pretty gay.
That's pretty gay. If anyone listening to this is very Catholic,
sorry, but also we're not at all.
That's pretty gay.
It's not our fault that everything's a little bit gay. We don't make the rules.
We just find the gay in everything.
Yeah, we're ready to seize the gay, that's
we
all.
We are.
Yeah, we don't make the rules.
We don't make the rules, we just see it.
Mm-hmm. It's there to see, it's not our fault.
Gaydar is going up.
Yeah, so because of many reasons, including the gayness, women are not welcome
in the rectory.
And when women go there, a lot of times they feel bad.
Mm.
They feel like icky.
Yeah.
They're like, this is unsettling, I need to leave.
Hmm.
Yeah, which is interesting. And apparently the rectory and the church were built in the 1920s, but one or both, I can't exactly get a clear answer on this, burned down in 2009.
Okay.
But I know for sure the church existed.
The church doesn't look like it burned down.
I think it might have been the rectory.
Just the rectory burned down?
Yeah, okay. Because I had different sources that said the church, and I was like, I don't think the church did.
The church looks like it's still there.
Yeah, I think it was the rectory that might have burned down in 2009.
Yeah.
Which would make sense to me based on everything I read.
Yeah.
And apparently cameras have been known to glitch in various areas, including the rectory and the church and different places, and the nunnery as well. And some have even had cameras, like, lost. Mm-hmm. Like, just they can't account for, like, a digital camera that they brought with them. Or they were, like... suddenly, 20 of my dollars are gone.
The priests are stealing their shit.
There's no earthly explanation. The priests, or I think they were kind of leaning towards blaming the children.
The little kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like little ragamuffin kids.
I could use $20.
Right? Yeah, people are like explaining away those lost things for like the children or
the
sneaky.
Little children that want to take your shit.
Right? They're funny.
Why would ghosts take money? They can't use it.
Right? Or can they?
Hmm.
Like, what if you're a ghost and you manage to steal $20 and you float on over to a convenience store? Mm-hmm. You could buy, like, human shit with them.
But you could just take shit. Why would they need to steal $20 if they can just, like, go into a convenience
store
and just...
Because maybe they're very moral ghosts.
Maybe.
But I guess it's not that moral to steal money, also.
Mm-hmm. No. They're not that moral because they're stealing
$20.
Right.
It all starts with stealing anyways. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're like, this person wronged me. It's justice.
I think people are just losing $20 and being like, I've never lost anything in my life. This must have been a ghost.
Yeah, they're like, I had $20. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, they had stopped for a Timmy's on the way in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they forgot that they used that $20.
Yeah.
That's probably it.
It was their real child that stole it, not a ghost child.
It was one of their fellow crew members. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I don't know. Very many options.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in the nunnery... investigators working with the show Creepy Canada. From such hits as our favorites. Apparently witnessed on the floor of the children's dormitory loads of dead flies.
Ew.
Which I'm not into.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
That's giving, like, Catholic demon.
Yeah, that's giving like Amityville Horror.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not into it. Mm-hmm. Whether or not it's just because there was, you know, an infestation of flies and then they all died.
It was really hot.
Yeah. Hot Alberta day.
Yeah.
Or like demons. I don't know. But
could have been demons.
Yeah. Mm. I don't like it either way.
They were imported French demons.
Oh my gosh. What does a French demon sound like?
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la. They live in your closet.
Sounds like a little French guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would like that. That sounds kind of fun.
French demons.
Well. Well, if I ever have to have a demon, I guess I'll have a French one.
Ooh la.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
Made to order.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
So I would expect more horribleness for a place that was essentially an assimilation Jesus work camp French machine.
Maybe the, like, websites are also hiding the really bad hauntings because they're hiding the
residential school stuff. Maybe. Mm-hmm. But, like, the more I read about it, too, the more I was like, oh, no, this is very clearly a residential school. Mm. Like, they did all the, like, schooling stuff that's residential schooling, but they also, I was reading things like, the boys would help with, like, gathering the crops and shit. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is also a work camp. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the thing they also don't explain.
They were helping. They were teaching them how to...
how to survive.
How to work.
Yeah.
How to build boats.
Literally, they were like, when the children were done with their studies, they'd help with the laundry and they'd peel the potatoes. And I was like, the free labor they would give you?
They put them to work.
Literally. Mm-hmm. Like, I think people think, like, they don't talk about what actually are the, a day in the life, you know? Which, great, you know, because that's awful. But, like, they don't talk about the exploitation, like, yeah, all the assimilation and actual violence. But also encompassed in that is a ton of exploitation that people don't talk about. Mm-hmm. Or make clear, I think, to other people. Mm-hmm. I think generally white people are like, it was bad. The nuns beat the kids.
Well, they're focusing
on,
the really, like, kind of scary stuff instead of just, like, more of the mundane, everyday. Like, they just made them work and, like...
Yeah, best case scenario, which this sounds like, if there is such a thing, which there's not, best case scenario residential school, it's the kids learned at school. They learned French. They did home ec. Mm-hmm. Then the boys would go out in the field and chop some wood and then they'd peel potatoes and then they'd do the laundry after school and they'd have fun and go to bed. Like, that's still bad
because
that's the best case.
Like, we don't know what happened there because no one is, like, digging into that history.
No,
but, like, even if it's just the, like, bare minimum kind of, like, shittiness, it's still bad.
It's still absolutely horrible.
Things don't need to be like the worst thing in the world for them to be, like, talked about and like actually put into the history.
Like, at all stages it's still violence. Like, it people are like people I say people I say like white people the white media only talking about the absolute horrible like death and violence, which, like, yes, there's much of it. There's so much of it. Not to discount that, absolutely not. But we also need to give voice that, like, there is no good case scenario. Even like when things are considered good, it's not good. Like, these kids were cramped in these dormitories, their beds shoved together, like, next to each other, cramped. And that I was reading some, like, primary source material stuff that was like, it's very clean. They're very cramped. They really like it. I was like, I don't think any, like, none of that is good.
They love sleeping 20 to a small room.
And they would, like, sleep. And they also would separate the boys and girls.
Yeah, of course.
So, which is classics. Like, if you had a sibling who was a boy, you wouldn't see them. If it was me, you know? Yeah. Like, it's awful. But they would for the dormitories. The girls would sleep on one side. The boys would sleep on the other. Which also is horrible. It's a huge room. Of, like, but even huger kids sleeping in there.
Huge kids.
The biggest kids you can imagine. Kids. Giant children.
These kids just were huge. Units.
They were absolutely built like NBA players. Yeah. And they would only school them, I think, up to grade 9. Mm-hmm. Because by that, but because up till then, they were like, we don't have room for you anymore. Yeah.
They were too big.
Yeah. They're like, we don't have money to pay for your your education, you heathen children.
They were just shoved out. Yeah. They weren't heathens anymore. They were taught the word of the Lord.
Right. But they were like, I would like to learn more. They're like, no, fuck you. Yeah. Like, it was really
have to go work the fields.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. It's, yeah. Just makes me, yeah. So yeah, there's no seemingly, apparently malevolent spirits hanging around Lac La Biche, unless you count
the priests,
which I would count the priests. Mm-hmm. But I got a lot of my information today from LacLaBicheMission.com, Wikipedia, ParanormalExplorers.com, ToDoCanada.com, YourTopic.com, LacLaBicheMuseum.com, and NCTR.ca, which is the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation, which I highly recommend you check out if you haven't.
I would definitely be interested if there has been anyone who has, like, looked into the history a little bit more.
Well, I did read, so, I on their website, for their our history section, and then they were like, if you want more history, click on this thing. The more history is all just about it being a residential school, essentially.
Yeah.
And I did read an account from a kid who went there, but it was a kid who lived nearby. They went as a day school.
Okay, yeah.
So I don't know who this kid is. I don't know who this person is. But the way they described it is, it was fine. The nuns were strict.
Yeah.
But, like, they're, like, more strict than teachers today. It's like, yeah, because that's...
Yeah, shit, they're nuns.
Yeah, they're nuns. We get it. Yeah. Like, my mom had, you know, kids her age had nuns who were strict. But, like, yeah, I didn't... The way they described it was never, like, this is a bad thing.
But also the perspective of, like, a local child going as a day school is going to be different from...
100%.
Someone who, like, was perhaps taken away from their family in B.C. and well,
they,
not there.
Well, they recounted that. That's where I got that from. Is they were like, oh, when I was about ready to leave school, they had a bunch of girls come from B.C. And I was like... That's bad.
Like, what about those kids? Like, what was their
experience
like?
Their life, yeah. I don't know. But as we know, like, everything, as we've known for the past couple of years from all of the, like, discovery, quote-unquote discoveries, and I say discoveries lightly because it's discoveries for white people, it's known history from, you know, indigenous folks who've been saying, there are unmarked graves everywhere, please find our children.
Yeah.
That's what people are focusing on. I mean, as they should, but we need to round out the conversation with everything was bad.
Yeah.
Even the small things. But yeah, so my lighthearted story feels really lighthearted and I feel really good about it and I'm really glad.
Super chill on the scale of chilling to not chilling. This is
like on it.
Close to not chilling, I'd say.
I know. Like, I swear to you, when I set out to find a story for today, I was like, I'm not going to do residential school. It was the first thought I had. I was like, I don't feel like doing that today.
Oh, my God. And you did.
Yeah, I got halfway through.
This is the problem with them burying history.
Yeah! Because then Carly has to do residential school, which she said she wasn't going to herself. Yeah. And then, of course, once I found out it was, I was like, well, I obviously have to do it still. Yep. I'm too far in, and also it's important that I tell everyone because they're burying the lead.
They're burying it. They're not telling it. Yeah. That's odd.
So this is an interesting thing I've been finding about residential schools, which might be or may not be wrong, but I think it's right. Otherwise, I wouldn't be saying it. In, like, Ontario and the East, there's not a ton of surviving buildings.
Yeah.
Because it was such a long practice and also, like, hiding the history, right? Yeah. And out west, that's still the case, but out west, there's more structural buildings that still survive, I think, than out east. And I was looking recently on a list of, like, surviving buildings of residential schools, and it wasn't a huge list, but it wasn't very comprehensive. It was just, like, I was browsing on the internet. But this for sure wasn't on that list, but it really needs to be. Like... Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I'm thinking of, like, a lot of ones that have gotten a lot of publicity recently. Publicity meaning, like, media attention.
Yeah.
They're not promoting it.
They're promoting themselves.
They're not, like...
They're like, we should have your wedding here. We, found a bunch of graves.
It's really, really cool. A vibe for your wedding.
Yeah.
No, it's, like, I'm thinking about, like, the one in Kamloops. I'm thinking about, like, you know, just the ones that have gotten a lot of national attention. Mm-hmm. But there's so many. Like, little hidden... Lack Labiche, mm-hmm. you know, that bury the lead.
Yeah.
And
that don't actually say anything about it on their, like, website. Yeah. And aren't on the list of residential schools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was talking with Pal the Pod, Patrick Teed, earlier mm-hmm. today, and I was, like, livid. I was uh-huh. like, I was like, Patrick, like, I haven't experienced in so long.
Yeah.
Just, like, such obvious. And Patrick was like, racism? I was like, yes. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. it was so, like, not refreshing, but, like, remindering. It was just such a reminder of, like, yeah. right, like,
mm-hmm.
it's not, like, racism isn't always covert. Sometimes yeah. it is, like, the action, like, the actionable exclusion of yeah. history. And choosing to, like, bury it so that you don't see it, so you can book it for your wedding.
Yeah,
like,
it's the getting married at a plantation.
Yeah.
Promoting these places as these, like, beautiful historic places that nothing bad has ever happened here.
Yeah, places that need to be preserved mm-hmm. and protected and restored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, like, yeah, they do, but for mm-hmm. an entirely different reason. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was, like, it boggled my mind a little, because mm-hmm. it was just not what I was expecting this week. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad that's what I chose, I guess. So I made my choices. And now you've made your choices having listened to this, yeah. so... You're welcome.
They didn't make a choice. We just gave it to them.
We said, here you go. This is your option now.
You could have stopped listening, but if you're hearing this, you didn't.
That's right. And good for you, because you're a trooper.
You made it through us shit-talking priests.
Yeah, you're the pioneer of listening to this ghost podcast. Keeping it going.
Yeah, you pushed through.
Mm-hmm. You made it to the new frontier.
You did.
The other side.
The new frontier of the same old shit.
It is the new frontier of the same old shit.
Mm-hmm.
We're just back on our bullshit. What back can we say? We love
and
it.
And you're welcome.
And you're welcome and you love it.
You
love it. And we love it too. And we love mm-hmm. you, even. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did watch that baby. Yeah. I started watching that baby show.
It's so good.
It's so good. I don't know why, but I didn't expect it to be like early 2000s either.
Yeah.
Which is such a mm-hmm. gift.
Which is, like, yeah. kind of a surprise, because on mm-hmm. Netflix it says it's from, like, 2021, 2022, yeah. but it's, like, just, like, old episodes that have been, like, re-edited for Netflix,
yes.
basically.
Yeah.
So some of them are from the 90s, some of them are from, like, the early 2000s.
It's very clear, uh-huh. and it's so cute.
It's so cute.
Yeah. What's it called again?
It's Old Enough.
Old Enough, that's right. Yeah, so I can definitely double down on Old
yeah,
Enough.
It's the best show ever.
The cutest thing in the world. It's like, yeah. Once mm-hmm. I figured out that it was also, like, set. Not set. When it uh-huh. was filmed. I was like, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. They're so cute.
Oh my
cute.
God, yeah. And it's, like, just edited so funny. And there's, like, a voiceover.
Yeah.
So cute.
It's adorable.
Yeah. And the episodes are, like, 15 minutes long.
Yeah, it's perfect. Like... Mm-hmm. It reminds me of, like, watching TV as a kid. Like, a lot yeah. of kids' TV shows are 15 yeah, minutes. Uh-huh. Like, it's perfect.
Or the little, like, 10-minute episodes that would be, like,
yeah.
sort of just between episodes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It's very, so good. Like, yeah, it's something that, like, the other night I was, like, I couldn't sleep and I was really anxious. So I got up and was, like, what do I do? And then Joel was, like, do you want to watch
Old Enough?
Do you want to watch Old Enough?
And you were, like, actually, I really
and then
do.
I feel better
How did you
and
know?
I went to sleep.
It's so good.
It's so cute.
It, like, resets your serotonin or something.
It
I swear.
Does.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just was watching and I was just, like, perma smiling. Like, uh-huh. that's so nice.
So nice. Except there was an episode and I drank, like, a glass of red wine mm-hmm. and we were watching an episode before bed and the kids, like, dad had mm. died when the kid was like 3 months old or something.
Oh,
so I was like
so sad.
Oh my God. Yeah. And they were really like being like, oh, she's so brave and like her dad is watching over her and I was like, oh my god.
They really played up the dead dad angle.
They really played up the dead dad and I'm just like
just
crying for the sad, sad dad.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. It's the best show ever.
It is incredible, mm-hmm. and everyone needs to watch yeah. it. I'm glad you brought it to our attention.
Wholesome content.
Absolutely wholesome content.
If you need some wholesome content after we just...
what we just played on you. Just
brought you down. That's right. We told you about some sad kids. Mm. These are some happy little Japanese yeah. children who are doing their best. So
and it's so cute. And they're really succeeding.
They're really succeeding.
Because they're making us so happy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really just so it. Cute. Uh-huh. Yeah. Highly, highly recommend. Yeah. It's absolutely a gem. Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't say but more... better things about it if I tried.
Oh, it was the best show ever.
It's really the best show ever. It really is a sleeper hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's great. Yeah. I'm so happy to have been watching it. I'm gonna keep watching it. I'm not done.
Yeah.
Which is surprising for me.
I know,
me.
I'm like, you didn't watch I know. All of
no,
it?
No, because I wanted to save yeah. it. It's so good. Yeah. I was like, next time I need to smile, yeah. I'll just watch some more. Uh-huh. It's so good.
Yeah.
No, instead I watched the newest episode of the National Treasure TV show, so.
Have they found the National Treasure yet?
No, they haven't found it at all. It's really upsetting.
Is it like the Curse of Oak Island? They're never gonna find it.
Oh my god, Cecilia, they better find it!
No, it's a scripted show. It's a fictional show.
They're gonna have to find
it. It's not a fake show, but... fake
it's not a different... It's not a scripted reality
it's
show.
It's real. It's not fake like the Curse of Oak Island.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, Curse of Oak Island. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's much more real than that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's much more believable in every way. They broke into Graceland and
oh my God.
Went to Elvis's house, so that's more way more believable than Oak Island. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun. It's just
well, they broke into Graceland.
Fun. Yeah. They really just said mm-hmm. Graceland. It's us.
It's us. We need to steal your treasure.
Well, they need to find a clue for the treasure. Okay.
What's the treasure? What are they looking for?
The treasure is like an ancient treasure. Wow. That is like, it's like an Inca, Mayan, and Aztec combined treasure that they hid from the conquistadors. Stop!
I don't think they worked like that.
And there's special women. They're called the... Order of the Secret Serpent Lady or something.
Order of the Girl Bosses.
Order of the Bad Bitches. And they they're the ones who are hiding the treasure from the Spanish. Okay. And they keep the secrets. So it's all indigenous people is what I'm trying to say. They've been hiding the treasure.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they all work together.
Yes, yeah, specifically these indigenous, you know, powerhouses.
The Incas, the Aztecs, and the Mayans. I don't know if they actually met each other.
Cecilia, you sound a lot like all the white scholars that are on this TV show that they're debunking.
Oh my god.
Whenever they're like, this secret society, and they're like, no, they didn't talk to each other.
No, they're like, yes, they did.
They're like, they did. Sacagawea knows.
Sacagawea knows? I don't know. She's not Aztec, Mayan, or... Oh,
I know, but she's a part of this secret society of bad bitches. Bad indigenous bitches. Okay. Yeah.
This sounds... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this sounds about right.
And Elvis's Cherokee grandmother also knows some secrets. It's very important.
Jesus Christ. Sounds cool.
It is cool. And they even brought back, they didn't bring back Nick Cage yet. I hope they do. But they brought back, what's his face? He showed up for one episode.
Oh, the guy.
The guy. Mm. Yeah. He's a podcaster in that one.
Is he?
He's like us.
Oh my God. Of course he is.
Yeah. He still does conspiracies. A podcaster, which is so funny. Remember, because he wrote a book after the first one.
I don't remember.
I remember. He wrote a book after the first
one. I haven't seen that movie in ages.
Mm-hmm. They're really doing it. They really said lady bosses for life. Because they're making all these women leads. Mm-hmm. And the women hide the treasure and
they're
shit.
They're trying so hard to be woke. It's very funny.
They're really... They are, though. Honestly, not incredibly mad at it, but it's very heavy-handed.
It is really, really funny when these, like, new TV shows
They do. They just really lean into it. You're like, mm-hmm. Okay.
I know. It's hard. It's hard to, like, as somebody who loves representation, mm-hmm. as people who love representation, mm-hmm. as people who are like, that's great, it's hard when something's so heavy-handed with it, because mm-hmm. you're like, that's just, it's bad.
Yeah. You're like, you're not doing this in a way that's natural. You're doing it in, like, a quota way.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, well, they want us to, okay, so it's all women, first of all. Then, what else is, like, a subject that people care about right now? Okay, Indigenous mm-hmm. peoples. How mm-hmm. about we just get all of them together, and they did, like, an alliance? Yeah. No, they just try so hard.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's, and to the point where it's, like, we get what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And, like, I appreciate effort, but, yeah. like, just do better. Mm-hmm. So, I am gonna keep watching this show. Because it's fun. Mm-hmm. But it's also dumb. And sometimes things are good when they're fun and dumb.
I've been rewatching Community. Oh, which yeah. is, like, so easy to just, like,
yeah.
watch 10 episodes. Like, mm-hmm. you'll just sit and be like, okay, I'm just watching it. It's yeah. very digestible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's easy.
Yeah.
I rewatched How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How's that?
It was all right.
Okay.
It, like, sometimes it just gets me. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. Look at them. They're so cute.
Did you watch all of it?
No.
Okay.
I started about halfway through because I decided I wanted to watch something to fall asleep. Mm-hmm. And I started about halfway through and I probably watched, like, 3 seasons. Okay. So maybe a little less than halfway through. Mm-hmm. It was, like, the back end.
Because I never watched that to the end.
Mm-hmm. The end kind of sucks, but also kind of rocks the longer I get away from it.
Really?
Well, because, like, he doesn't have to... He, like, people are like... They set it up so hard, they have to end mm-hmm. up with him. Spoiler! For How Much Mother! It's, like, out from 100 years ago, but, like... Yeah. Well, because he ends up with Robin, right? Like...
Yeah.
He ends up with the mother. The mother gets sick. She goes, wait! So that he so can marry dumb. Robin.
Yeah. They're like, okay, I met your mother, and then she died.
I met your mother, and she's a perfect woman, and surprise, it's about Robin.
So I've been telling you this story about mm-hmm. your stepmom this whole time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, but it makes sense, because, like, the mother's barely in the story. Mm-hmm. So it is, of course, a story about Robin.
Not even about the mother.
I know. So, of course, it's about Robin. It's dumb. Of course he has to end up with Robin.
It's dumb.
They always intended for him to end up with Robin. Yeah. That's why they have that footage of the kids being like, you love Aunt Robin. Mm-hmm. Because he does. Mm-hmm. And she's Aunt Robin.
Yeah, that show sucks.
It's cute. It is bad, because I think she should have ended up with Barney. Because mm-hmm. he sucks. Mm-hmm. And she sucks, too.
He sucks.
He really sucks. Uh-huh. It's so funny to watch, though. Neil Patrick Harris is so gay.
But he's trying so hard to be straight.
Yeah. He mm-hmm. plays the straightest man alive, mm-hmm. which then gets, like, back around in a circle to super gay. Yeah. So it works out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very funny. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. I like it because it's very, like, dreamy. But Ted is annoying. Everyone's kind of annoying, but it's really cute. I think the only person who's not annoying is Marshall. Because mm-hmm. Jason Segel's great.
Yeah, I don't know. I just haven't really watched it. In yeah. a long time. So I'm like, no. That's not one that I'm going to revisit.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I also like it because it's set in New York. Man, who doesn't love New York? Yeah. I think I was missing New York, so mm-hmm. I decided to watch a New York show. I was watching Sex and the City, but that gets me too okay. amped.
Yeah.
That gets me too amped, so I had to switch.
Sex and the
City is a lot. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Cecilia.
Have you seen any ghosts lately?
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you asked. Mm. Actually, well, I have not something to report, and that something is that there's nothing to report.
Yeah, okay.
So no, so. Absolutely not. Yeah. But I have a question for you. Mm. Have you seen any ghosts lately?
No.
Oh, great. Well, yeah. What are you supposed to do?
I just don't know.
What the heck?
Well, if anybody has seen any ghosts lately, let us know.
That's right. We'd like to know.
Shoot us a DM mm-hmm. or an email.
That's right.
Maybe send us a voice note.
It would be nice.
Story, and we'll share it with the people on the pod.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
You can follow us all over the internet.
Yeah. Everywhere.
We really are like ghosts everywhere. Mm-hmm. We're on Instagram, we're on TikTok, we're on Twitter. That's everywhere on the internet.
That's everywhere.
Yeah, there's nowhere else to be.
That's all the things. That is everywhere.
Yeah. And also anywhere you're listening to this. So that's other places we are too.
Podcast guys. Mm. Podcast guys.
Yep.
That's an app.
It's the one.
I just made it.
Podcast. If you, whatever podcast app you have, you mm-hmm. should give us a little like, and yeah. you should give us a little rating, and you should give us a little review and say, I love you, ghost girls. And that's
aww,
review.
That would be really
five
nice.
5 stars.
5 stars. I love you, ghost girls.
So that's your mission for
we
today.
We would love that. Thank you if you're doing that.
I expect to see several reviews that say, I love you, ghost girls.
And if we don't, we'll be sad.
Yeah,
and
we all have to be 5 stars.
Yeah. And they have to say, I love you, ghost girls.
I love you, ghost girls. Thank you.
We would appreciate
that's
that.
That's your mission. Thank you. I'll give you a forehead kiss if you do that.
That's nice. Uh-huh. I'll give you also another one. Okay. You can have two if you want.
You can have two. Mm-hmm. In real life, if I see you, if not, I'll send it digitally.
Aw, that's nice. That's so nice. See? That's why you should do things.
Because mm-hmm. we're nice. We'll give you digital forehead kisses.
We are so nice.
Or IRL ones.
Wow, they're so lucky.
If you ask and you're really nice.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have some exciting things cooking. Yes. I know we say that often-ish, but we're actually really excited about what we have
but
cooking.
But there are things in the oven.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bacon and broiling.
Bacon and broiling. Mm-hmm. They're in the air fryer.
Yeah. Toaster oven, crispy. Baby. That's right. Uh-huh. So that's you're going to have to wait on that. But yeah. I have Alberta on the mind.
Interesting. I wonder why.
Because of my story. Anyways. That's that. That's that on that, baby.
And Carly's tongue is blue, so we
is it blue?
Yeah. Is mine?
No. Have another.
I don't like them.
I know. Me neither. Okay, don't tell Rena. Okay, we love you. We'll see you next week.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks, Bob.